What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Women podcast. I am so excited about today's episode because after a lot of observation and my own personal experience, I've decided that the one biggest difference maker between the people who are able to make it to the top 1%, those people who are actually able to actualize their max potential in this life, it comes down to really one thing, I truly believe. It comes down to your relationship with fear and your ability to cope with the things that you feel like are a threat to your mind or to your body, to your ability to consistently get outside of your comfort zone and navigate that inner tension that comes up when you do so, that comes up in this void space of the unknown, right? Fear either keeps some people playing small and taking no action, or sometimes in other cases, fear actually puts you in this overly anxious state that causes intense overreactions, reactionary patterns. And so in today's episode, it's all about peeling back the layers that are going to reveal what your core fears are, the things that are blocking you in your health, in your business, in your relationship, and more importantly, give you the tools to navigate these inner beliefs so that you can begin to embody your 1% woman identity. Fearlessness truly is one of, I think, the most valuable traits of being a 1% woman because you are consistently pursuing growth. And because you're consistently pursuing growth, whether that's personally or professionally, this growth is requiring change. Change is unknown, and the unknown is threatening. There are so many what ifs that are constantly occupying all of your mental energy. What if I fail? What if they judge me? What if I lose them? What if I'm not good enough? And our brains naturally gravitate towards the worst case scenario. It's a form of safety and survival. Our psychology, our psychological programming assumes that if we constantly rehearse this worst case scenario in our mind, then it'll be more prepared or ready to handle it when it happens. This is literally the root cause of anxiety at its core. And the truth is, a lot of the worst case scenarios that we play out in our mind, they're typically just false projections of what could happen in your future based on what you've experienced in your past. It's coming from some sort of trauma, conditioning, learned observation that is now being re-triggered as fear. Because fear is simply our body's way, our mind's way of signaling that there is a threat and trying to protect you. Unfortunately, this protection of fear isn't too helpful if we are no longer living in the world like our ancestors, where we could at any moment be eaten alive by a lion or a bear. Instead, the threats that we consume, the threats that we assume, I should say, are not directly of death itself from a wild animal, rather of things like fear, rejection, abandonment, inadequacy, even things like success and responsibility, change, the unknown, or really of death itself from any of these things. It is these fears that either consciously or unconsciously control so much of our lives. Because it causes us to live in this very reactionary state. It causes us to live from this place of fear. Meaning that you're acting from a place of emotion. Which is replaying over and over and over again from your past. Recreating your past over and over and over again into your present. Sometimes this reactionary state is more passive, as I mentioned before. Where you're playing small. You become avoidant. Such as procrastination. Sometimes, however, this reaction is more active, where you become potentially hyper-controlling. You subscribe to perfectionism, people-pleasing, proving, performing. These are all those reactionary patterns that you have because internally, there is an unhealed wound from your past that is being triggered and putting you into this emotional state of fear. So the ultimate goal with overcoming fear is becoming aware of the limiting beliefs or these unhealed wounds that are driving the fear. And number two, the behaviors, these reactionary patterns that the fear is manifesting. Because when you start to change these inner beliefs, you create less internal resistance to doing the hard things, to getting outside of your comfort zone, to facing the fear. And when you start to change your behaviors, you now create new proof and evidence that build self-trust, that build self-confidence, that build this inner resilience. They truly go hand in hand. Beliefs shift behaviors. Behaviors reinforce beliefs. So on the most foundational level, because you're changing your beliefs and your behaviors, you're creating an identity transformation in doing this. You are letting go of your ego running the show. Your ego is that part of your identity that is created from fear, that is this ideal identity created from our past conditioning with the primary purpose of protection, of keeping you safe, which also means in this case, keeping you the same. And it does so by making all of your limiting beliefs and fears seem as if they are true. Your ego is that nonsense chatter in your mind. It is the procrastinator. It is the inner critic. It is the perfectionist, the workaholic, the imposter, the people pleaser, both the inferiority and superiority complex that consume you. Living from your ego is a source of all self-abandonment that we struggle with, that cares more about the external facade that we are putting off than it does actually maintaining inner peace, wellness, authenticity, vitality, all of the good things. So the identity transformation is the process of dissolving this ego that is holding you back from this place of fear and learning how to listen to the voice of your higher self, to be more self-led, to get out of the place of reactionary patterns that are coming from fear, and to actually now respond from a place of alignment, authenticity, abundance, inner authority. This is all done by changing your beliefs and your behaviors, especially those, as we're talking about today, rooted in fear. So let's dive into exactly how you are going to do this. Once you are aware of the core fear that is holding you back right now, which if you don't know what the core fear is that is holding you back right now, then I'm really excited because I have something for you. I think that this is literally going to catapult so many women in their personal growth, in their business, in their life, literally anything that you are looking to make change or transform or grow within. I'm so excited for this. I created a free 14-day challenge called the I Dare You Challenge, where together we are going to figure out what your core fear is that is keeping you stuck. And we're going to pick one habit to commit to for 2 weeks, these 14 days, that is going to build so much momentum for you to break out or break through your current success ceiling. We're going to start with, so the challenge is going to start with a workshop called Clear the Fear Workshop on April 17th that is going to go over, number one, how to find your core fear, number two, exercises to dissolve your core fears, and number three, help you create the avatar of your fearless identity. And then throughout the 2 weeks, there's going to be a group chat where I'm going to be dropping daily tips, daily tools, daily accountability, and truly just hold you to this higher standard so you can finally start getting out of your own way and start showing up as your 1% woman self. I'm so excited for this I Dare You Challenge because I feel like it's going to break so many cycles of self-sabotage and procrastination and perfectionism that are currently holding you back in whatever area of your life that you can't seem to get out of your own way within. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes to register to join us in the challenge, or you can always obviously just DM me on Instagram and we can chat about it through the DMs if you're interested. But I'm so excited for this. If you don't know what your core fear is, definitely make sure that you hop in, or if you feel like there are core fears that are currently holding you back in your life from taking that aligned action that you need, then this is going to literally be game changing for you. It is going to create that momentum that you need to start taking over and taking back control of any area of your life, whether it's your health, your business, your relationships, whatever it is. So back to the regularly scheduled podcast. Once you are aware of your core fears and you begin to understand what the beliefs are that are driving the fears and what behaviors are coming from the fears, then we can start to overcome it. Okay, so I'm going to give you 6 different tips, tricks that you can use to navigate through your fears. The very first one is going to be to investigate the evidence that you have from your past that makes your beliefs true. So those beliefs that are driving the fear that you have, we need to investigate, well, what evidence do I have in the past that makes these beliefs true? Because that's where the fear is coming from. That is the root of the fear. And then we need to heal this evidence. We need to heal these experiences or memories or things that you have learned or observed in your past that make those limiting beliefs feel true. And once we heal it, then we can start to create new meanings for your inner stories that you're telling yourself. We start to shift their beliefs and we start to clear the fear, and it makes it so much easier to take action with way less resistance. The truth is we have like 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts every single day that are repetitive, that are negative from the day before. And so when we can take the fear and we can trace it back to the trigger, back to the root, back to the story that you're telling yourself, and we can start to change this story, we start to change how we view our circumstances, or we start to change how we feel about what it will take for us moving forward. One of the best quotes is, change the way that you look at things, change the things that you look at. So when we change the meaning of your stories, when we shift your belief systems, we can start to clear these fears that are currently holding you back. Okay, so that's number one, is investigating the evidence that you have from your past that makes your beliefs true. The second one is, I want you to ask yourself, this is a tough question, you guys, but really like hang with me here. This is literally going to change so much. And I've seen so many breakthroughs for my clients with just doing this exercise with them. I want you to ask yourself, what would be the worst case scenario if my fear came true? This is called, I'm going to butcher this name, okay, because it's like a Stoic word, but it's premeditatio malorum. Premeditatio malorum, whatever it is. Anyway, AKA, it also, like, this word stands for premeditation of evils. So it's basically mapping out what the worst case scenario would be if your fear came true, so that you can start to feel comfortable with the what if. You can start to feel safe in the worst case scenario. And then you can start to make a list of, okay, how do I, number one, prevent these worst case scenarios from coming true? What are the steps? What are the actions that I'm going to take? What are the ways that I'm going to prevent this worst case scenario coming true? And also listing the ways that, okay, if it does come true, here are the ways that I'm going to repair the damage. I had a client that I actually did this exercise with actually this week. And we were navigating the fear. She's really afraid that if she takes the foot off the gas in her business, that everything is going to come crumbling down and that she's going to fail. And so I was like, okay, well, what if your business does fail? What is the worst case scenario? And she started listing off all these things, like she's going to lose everything that she has. She has a horse. She's like, I'm going to lose my horse. She's going to lose her apartment. She's going to have to ask for money from her parents. She's going to feel just a lot of inner shame and feel like a failure and all these things. And we were able to I was able to ask her, I was like, is this really what would happen? And how would you repair the damage if this did happen? And then we were able to get to this place where she was like, you know what? If for chance this does happen, where I take my foot off the gas in my business and my business fails, I'm still going to be okay. I'm still going to be safe. And what we were actually able to find is that she wouldn't lose her horse. She wouldn't lose her apartment. She would be able to find a way, use her resources, use her community, use the people around her to still be able to support the lifestyle that she has today. And so that gave her, that released so much pressure from her, so much of the anxiety that she carried around every single day of the what ifs were able to just be dissolved by doing this exercise. And also, we were also able to create a list of ways to prevent, okay, well, here's all the things that we're doing to prevent your business from ever failing or crumbling down. And so this is just a really, really, really powerful exercise for you to start to feel safe within your fear. The third thing that you can do, this is the idea of negative visualization, which is also really powerful, is asking yourself, what would your future look like if you continued to let this fear control you? What would your future look like if you continue to let this fear control you? Whether it's you continue to let this fear keep you playing small, keep you avoiding, keep you in this place of inaction, keep you remaining the same, or you let this fear continue to force you to play out unhealthy coping mechanisms, these unhealthy patterns like perfectionism, like overworking yourself, like never even knowing who you are because you're constantly performing or people pleasing. What if you continue to let this fear of what other people think about you, or this fear of failure, or this fear of rejection, or this fear of the what ifs, what if you let it continue to control you for the rest of your life? Think short term. Think long term. Think 6 months, 1 year, 3 years. What would happen? And oftentimes when we're able to sit down and create this worst case scenario, this negative visualization, it actually is a huge form of motivation for you to be like, I'm willing to face the fear. And one thing that I feel like I've learned the most about motivation is usually the most powerful when we have a push from behind and a pull from ahead. So doing this negative visualization or thinking about the worst case scenario and playing that out, it can really be that push that you initially need to create the momentum moving forward, to create that upward trajectory. But now we're going to go into some of the more positive things, some of the things that can pull you from ahead. So number four is asking yourself, what might be the benefits of even just attempting or a partial success? So you take action, you do the thing that you are so scared to do right now. Even if you weren't fully successful, but you were only partially successful, or even if you just attempted and you did fail, what would be the benefits of doing that? How would you grow? What would you learn? You would learn a freaking lot, right? And when you can start to be like, hey, anything is better than remaining trapped and stuck in where I am right here, right now. You're in the place of I'm done. You've hit your I'm done moment. And you're like, I'm gonna get out of my own way, regardless of what that means for my future, because it can only get better than where I feel like I am stuck right now. That is what this beginning work is really doing for you. All right, so that's number four. What might be the benefits of even just an attempt or a partial success towards facing this fear? The fifth thing is utilizing positive visualization. I want you to visualize the best case scenario. The more that you visualize this best case scenario, the more and more you get to reaffirm the safety to have it, the safety to experience what it would be like to evolve into this next version of yourself. What would you do if you were not afraid of anything? What would your life look like then? What would you be doing then? How would you be showing up differently in your life then? Visualize this best case scenario. Because a lot of times, as I mentioned earlier, some of the fears that hold us back are not the fear of failure or the fear of what other people think, but are the fear of success. Or the fear of what you will lose when you do get to that next level. The people, the relationships that you will lose. Or the criticism that you may have or get when you are all of a sudden wealthy and more successful than your peers. Or let's say the responsibility that comes with being in a position of leadership that you're trying to get to. There's a lot to be afraid of in a life where you are, quote unquote, more successful. So visualize it. We have to visualize it. We have to reaffirm safety to within that level or that realm of success. What would you do if you were not afraid of anything, if you were not afraid of success or the responsibility or what it's going to cost you in order to get there? How would you be showing up differently in your life if you weren't afraid of those things? If you knew that you were safe regardless. So that's number five. Number six, oh, I actually have seven things. I think I said six earlier. I actually have seven things that I want to share with you guys. But the sixth one is, do you have a support system? Do you have a community? Do you have someone who is an expander, who is proof and evidence of your desired future that it is possible for you? How can you lean on them? How can you learn from them? How can you be supported by them? If it wasn't for my coaches and mentors that I've had in my business, like, I don't even know where I would be. In my business or even in my journey of inner work and personal development, because obviously that is like a scary journey to go on of identity shifting and getting to your next level. And, you know, the amount of relationships that I've had to let go of when doing this work, because I don't drink anymore and I don't go out and I don't fit the social norm or the mold anymore. Like, it has costed me things, correct? But it's also brought me so much. It is so freaking worth it because I am the happiest that I have freaking ever been. And the relationships that I do have are the deepest and most intimate and most meaningful and most connected than I've ever felt. But the one thing that really got me through when it was hard, when it was difficult, when the fears felt strong, when it felt like I couldn't go anymore, or didn't even maybe know where to go next, having a support system, having a community, having a mentor, a coach, and those expanders to me that I could rely on, that I could lean on, that I could learn from, is literally like the best investment I've ever made in myself, ever. It is, there's no words for it, truly. So that's number six. And number seven is practicing the art of letting go. Right? A lot of the anxiety that we experience is because we are attached to specific outcomes, to certain expectations, to the singular ideal. Not only are you so attached to it going exactly the way that you want it to go, but the reason you are is because there's a piece of your self-worth, there's a piece of your identity that is defined by it. And freedom from fear begins by letting that go, by learning the art of neutrality around the outcome, because you have such a solid relationship with yourself and you're focusing way more on enjoying the process than the product, aka you're enjoying the journey, not hyper fixated on the destination. And so how do we practice this art of letting go? I think first it starts with having more faith, right? Faith and belief that everything is happening for you. Everything is happening for you. And a true connection with yourself, a true belief in yourself, a true sense of confidence in yourself, building that self-worth within and not attaching that to things external. So I want you to ask yourself, what do you need to let go of in order to overcome your fear? The truth is about fear, usually we avoid it. Usually we avoid what we are afraid of. But that only makes the fear grow stronger. That only makes the fear grow stronger. And fear is really, at its core, just a feeling. Feelings, they never last forever. It's up to you whether or not you choose to hold on to the feeling by telling yourself a story about it or not. So when you start changing these stories, when you start shifting these beliefs, you start to clear your fears. Where are you currently playing defense in your life instead of offense and going after the dang thing? This question literally woke me up. It was like, girl, it's time to get on offense. It's time to stop playing defense with all these reactionary protective patterns that you have because you are afraid. Play offense. Go after it. What is the one thing that you know that you need to do, that you want to do right now, the leap that you want to take? But there's just so many what ifs that are standing in your way. The price that you are going to pay if you do it, if you take the leap, if you go after the thing, if you get on offense, because as I mentioned earlier, there is one, there is a price that you're going to pay through change, through evolution, through growth. But that price that you're going to pay is much less than the price that you'll pay if you don't do it. If you don't take the leap, if you don't go after the vision, if you don't grow and evolve, if you just stay the same. So I want to leave you with this last quote that I freaking love. Remember, easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices are exactly what you need to do right now. And I'm really, really, really excited to be able to support you through making some of these hard choices, hold you accountable, figure out what that next choice is, what that next fear is that you are ready to conquer and overcome and break through, to really break through this current success ceiling that is holding you back, whether that's in your business or your health or your relationships. The I Dare You Challenge is going to be that for you. not just from me supporting you, but from being in a community of other women who are doing those things that 1% women do, that 99% of other people will not. Because you have the vision of a bigger, bolder, more luxurious life for yourself. And you're going to do whatever it takes within your power to bring it to your reality. And I'm so excited to support you with it. So the link is going to be in the show notes below if you guys want to join that challenge. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope that it was like, yes, I am freaking I hope that you are feeling on top of the world and unstoppable after listening to this. If you are, we really appreciate it if you could give the podcast a 5-star review, comment below, share this with someone that you know needs to hear it, share it on your Instagram, any way that I can, that you can help the podcast grow. I sincerely appreciate it so much. It means the absolute world to me. Without further ado, I will talk to you guys next Monday. Love you guys so much. Bye.